Remodeling a kitchen or a bathroom can be a huge headache. So imagine how much tougher it is when the home you're remodeling is orbiting the Earth. 7 astronauts are scheduled to blast off tonight in the space shuttle Endeavour. They'll travel to the International Space Station to install more bedrooms, a second bathroom, and a new kitchen. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
For the last decade, the focus of NASA's space shuttle program has been bringing up people, supplies, and big hunks of hardware to construct the orbiting station. Astronauts have bolted on science labs, docking stations, and huge solar panels, constantly changing the shape of the station. But NASA's Mike Suffredini says, not this time.
In this case, when the crew leaves, the station won't look any different on the outside, but it'll be dramatically different on the inside.
He says the goal is to get the living quarters ready so that next year, the station's full-time crew can be doubled from 3 people to 6. This will free up astronauts to do more science on the multi-billion-dollar outpost.
The reason why we're going to 6-person crew is to be able to utilize the space station. It's such a large vehicle that just the maintenance of such a vehicle with only 3 crew gets to be very difficult.
Suffredini says the shuttle will deliver a bunch of stuff that the extra crew members will need.
We're bringing up the waste and hygiene compartment.
That's a bathroom.
We're bringing up the hardware necessary for the galley.
That's a kitchenette.
And we're bringing up the sleep stations, 2 of the 4 sleep stations that will eventually make their way to the ISS.
Sleep stations are the bedrooms of the International Space Station, or ISS. But these bedrooms don't have beds. Imagine a padded compartment the size of a small closet with a sleeping bag attached to the wall. That's where astronauts can snooze as they float in zero gravity. The station's new toilet will also be a little different from terrestrial toilets. Astronaut Donald Pettit says a distillation system will recycle the astronauts' urine and turn it into clean drinking water.
I like to refer to this whole process as a coffee machine because it's going to take yesterday's coffee and make it into today's coffee.
But the crew won't drink the recycled water right away. They'll have to test out an onboard monitor that's going to analyze the liquid for contaminants. And astronaut Sandra Magnus says water samples will also be sent back to Earth to verify that everything's working well.
Then we'll be given the go to actually drink it.
And if they want, they can drink it cold. Because this shuttle mission will also be bringing up a fridge that can store cold beverages. That will be a welcome change for astronauts who live on the station for months. Magnus says the old kitchen in the station's Russian module only provides warm or hot water.
It seems kind of trivial, but 6 months of lukewarm orange juice can kind of bum you out.
Not all of the astronauts' work will take place inside. 3 astronauts will also venture out on spacewalks. Their job is to clean and lubricate a big joint that normally turns a set of solar panels to face the sun. That joint is full of metal grit that's jamming it up. NASA wants it to move more easily so the panels can generate more power. Astronaut Heidi Marie Stefanishin-Piper says they'll use a special gun to squirt in some dark gray grease.
You know, we're well aware of the fact that not to get grease all over ourselves. We want to make sure that we get the grease where it's supposed to go.
But home repairs can be messy. So, just in case, the crew is bringing up plenty of cleaning wipes. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.